Hello, Audioboo. Excuse me. Okay. Hello, Audioboo. It's about
8 o'clock
on the 17th of March, 2016. This is our 9th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, yes.
Yay, and it's also St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
Ahoy. And
top of the evening to you.
Top of the evening to you. And we are at a restaurant called Tippo. It's a sort of an Italian restaurant.
That we've never been to before.
It's okay. It's not like wow, but it's pretty good. We're not really in a very celebratory mood. We'll tell you in a minute why. But we think 30 minutes.
Okay.
So we figured, well, we'll tell you in a minute why. I mean, we're happy to have an anniversary and stuff. But it's been a very difficult day. I'll tell you that we had pretty good food, but the thing is that I have been so here did my spoon go. They're in the middle. So I've been on this diet. I've been doing this diet group. Oh my god, this is good. And this diet group is pretty strict, but once a week you're allowed to have a treat. Something that's up to 600 calories. Once a week, and that's it. So, I'm having a tiramisu soup. And Jeff is having chocolate cake.
I will be when it arrives.
My tiramisu is here. It's not very sweet. Pretty good. Very coffee-ish is tiramisu. But let me tell you
something.
I think I don't believe it. So she put the ice cream.
Yeah.
She put it somewhere else. She brought it. But I don't know where it is. She said it's on the side or somewhere else.
Oh, it's in like a glass here.
Oh, okay.
If you want some.
Where is it?
Here.
So
where is spoons and stuff?
Today, here. Today, we woke up and Rosie
was not in the room.
Was not in the room.
Which is unusual for her. We started going about the day and she didn't kind of get up to kind of harass us and take her out, which is also unusual.
We found her sleeping on the rug.
Well, she might not have been sleeping. I think she wasn't sleeping.
And her breathing was very loud and very shallow.
And very kind of clogged up. And we didn't really realize its seriousness to begin with.
Until she would not eat, which that's never happened, even when she was sick.
And she would hardly wag her tail, which anyone who's ever met Rosie would know instantly is very unusual.
When Rosie was really sick a few years ago, those of you who remember, we had to take her to hospital because she reacted badly to the steroids. even then, her appetite was 100% good.
And she'd still wag her tail. No, she must have felt awful today.
Today, she would not eat.
She wouldn't eat, she would walk slowly.
She was shaking.
Yeah, she was really not doing well at all.
And freaked me out. No less of that here. Absolutely freaked me out.
Mm. This is good.
Yeah? Mm. Chocolate cake?
Mm. Yeah, but sometimes the souffles can be a bit sickly.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't so much, and it's really hot. Actually, you can dig into it, it's really hot. Yeah, sure. And it's a decent sized syrup too, it's really big.
Yeah, mine's
good. If you dig right into it, you'll find how hot it is.
Wow, it is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow, it's really nice. So, I said, this isn't right. So.
Yeah, she wouldn't eat. That was just so weird.
That was the scariest thing.
We had to cajole her into eating, and she only ate about a mouthful.
She ate one mouthful because I asked her to. When Jeff told her to eat, she wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
I came up to her and I said, come on, Rose, and she ate a bite.
Yeah. That was it.
She couldn't.
Some water, but that was it.
Just freaked me out. So I called the doctor that's been treating her. I have her mobile number. She said, bring her to hospital now.
So we did. Fortunately, we don't live very far away from the hospital that she was at. So we were able to not only to get Rosie to hospital quickly, but also to get her to the doctor who's been treating her.
She was running a high fever.
Yeah, she's like 41 degrees.
Like Celsius. 106
or something, yeah. And a normal temperature for a dog is the normal temperature for a human being.
Yeah, basically.
More or less. Now, Rose's temperature has been a little on the high side throughout this ordeal, but it's a lot higher now, but it's like it's a couple of degrees higher than it's been.
Really not good. She was just lethargic and lying there like...
She managed to muster up a couple of tail wags for another dog. And for the driver who took us to the hospital. But that was about it.
So, of course, I called guide dogs and they were very non-committal, not very, the lady I spoke to, I don't expect them to pay for any of it. Which infuriates me.
I wish we'd done that text again. Before.
They've been wanting to do a CAT scan for a few months and guide dogs wouldn't pay for it. And
we should have just done it.
And I didn't realize that there was a CAT scan that they've been wanting to do and haven't done.
And the ones I would have said, let's just pay for it.
We did today.
Yeah, I know, but we could have paid for it then and we could have gone on to this a lot more seriously. Because we'll tell you in a minute why that's important. So they said, we'll have to keep her in and do some more tests. We don't really know what's wrong. You could hear the guy who was looking at her said he could hear that there was some lower lung sort of obstruction. Because her breathing out, exhalation was a real problem, but also stuff in her airways as well. And so we're gonna have to admit her and do some tests, some blood tests, some scans, and
then we're gonna have to go in to her lungs and wash, because they can't really do a biopsy in the lung, so they basically wash the lung out and take samples of the fluid. So the long and short of it is they found
some foreign matter.
What they suspect, they haven't actually seen it. They did the one of like the chambers or the parts, half of her lung was all kind of opaque and they couldn't see through it, and so they found the problem, at least where the problem is, which is that chamber.
It's and all infected.
Full of pus and stuff. And so
They think
that it's some kind of foreign matter. Could be even something like a piece of wood or a piece of God knows what that she, you know, they suck in when they breathe and when they sniff. And that probably is what caused everything. I mean, her autoimmune stuff is still there. That's not... But this is what made it...
What's been causing all this cough and everything for the last 10 months.
And probably, and of course, why she wouldn't respond to antibiotics and steroids. So what they're going to have to do is stabilize her, give her antibiotics, get her strong, and then they're going to have to, in about 2 weeks' time, take out, basically, cut off half her lung. That's a pretty serious, risky business, as you can probably imagine. But there is no choice. We can't. She won't survive.
The way she is.
The way she is. Not for long, anyway. She can survive a few weeks, maybe even a few months. But
this is going to happen again.
So, take out part of her lung. The doctor said, I think she'll recover from that surgery. If she was much older or much weaker, I would say leave her. But
See, apart from Rose's immune issue and this issue with her lung, she's actually quite a healthy dog.
Apart from her being sick.
No, but there's only a couple of really specific things. Like, you know, up until today, she was, you know, her weight's been good, her appetite's been good, her demeanor's
been
good.
Her weight hasn't really been good. It's too low.
It is too low, but you know, but it's not really low. Like, she's not, like, skeletal. She's, you know, she's been vital up until today.
So, we're looking down the barrel of this kind of surgery. I can't even tell you how I feel. Right now I'm just numb and scared and...
I'm glad we know now what it is.
Feeling guilty that I'm sitting here eating dinner and dessert when she's sedated in hospital and won't come back till at least tomorrow and probably Saturday. But...
I'm actually relieved. I'm glad we know what it is.
The doctor seemed relieved. I don't know why everybody's so relieved.
Because it's been getting steadily worse and worse and worse, and no one knew what to do because no one knew what it was. Now we know what it is. We can do something. You said yourself that if it's not treated, she can't. You know, she won't live. You know. I mean, yes, it's pretty drastic, but at least we know what it is, and we can at least try and do something. You know, and we know what that something is. We're not whistling in the dark anymore.
No, probably. If it's not a foreign matter, at least they know where the problem is exactly.
And so they can go in and have a proper look.
So of course I had to take a bit of part, half a tranquilizer, and of course I had to. You know, I'm not doing that well. I'm kind of holding on. Hanging in there, but just try not to fall apart. So this is where little Rosie is at the moment. hope for the best. We'd appreciate your thoughts and prayers.
And we're supposed to go away for 3 days at the end of the month. I think we will go away. Although this thing costs a lot of money and we should probably not go away. But I think we need to. And then when we come back, we'll come back with some strength to deal with this surgery. It's only for 3 days. And relatively speaking, it's not costing a lot. But the surgery is going to be costing a lot. And this is on top of this hospitalization and tests and all that. But what can we do? What can we do, guys? I've started taking a course in another treatment technique that I wanted to incorporate with my reflexology, but I had to ask for a refund because I decided that I need this money for this. So I called. I only went to one class. So I said, please give me my money back. I need it. I need to pay for my... Yeah, I did. I know. I haven't gotten an answer yet. I need to save my guide dog's life. So... And the holiday is basically paid for already, so what can we do?
Hopefully I'll get a job soon and cover the bills.
So, keep us in your thoughts.
Couple of things happened, good things happened on the work front. I got a call about another job interview today. That's good. I'm still waiting to find out exactly what it's going to be, but I actually applied for it a month ago, so I've pretty much written it off, but some of these people take their time.
I suppose they do.
And also one of the two payments that we've been waiting for my work finally came through, so
yeah.
That's not all of it, but it's some of it.
It's so late. It's still late, but
it's still
it's
late,
come.
But it's... We have it at least.
And we're still waiting for the second half. So anyway, that's where we are. All we can do is hope for the best. Hope for the best. Hope you're all well.